The UN warns that Israel's continued blockade of the Gaza Strip has worsened the humanitarian situation in the impoverished enclave. The UN Relief and Works Agency also slammed the international community for failing to provide the money needed for the reconstruction of Palestinian homes destroyed during the recent Israeli war. Iraq's intelligence agency says it has arrested over 30 Takfiri terrorists with the help of security forces and the judiciary. The Takfiris have confessed to 52 terrorist acts in different areas of Baghdad in 2014 and early 2015. Many weapons and large amounts of explosives were seized from the terrorists. Britain insists that President Bashar al-Assad has no place in Syria's future. British Foreign Secretary has said that it will continue applying pressure on Damascus through sanctions. Syria has repeatedly accused Western countries and their regional allies of supporting the insurgency in the Arab country. President Vladimir Putin says he was ready to put Russia's nuclear forces on alert during last year's tensions over the Crimean Peninsula. In remarks aired on state television, Putin confirmed his direct instructions to the armed forces to be ready to protect Crimea's Russian-speaking residents against violence by Ukraine's ultranationalists. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko says a ceasefire deal with the pro-Russian militia is not working. Speaking to a German newspaper, Poroshenko accused the pro-Russians of continuously attacking government positions. He said the West should impose more sanctions on Russia over Ukraine's crisis. Moscow has denied the allegations. Tens of thousands of angry French doctors and health workers stage a protest march in Paris against a controversial bill proposed by President François Hollande. The bill introduces a government plan to cut 3 billion euros from the hospital budget. Protesters argue the plan will lead to poor health care services. In Venezuela, the parliament has passed a bill to give President Nicolas Maduro decree powers until the end of 2015. The enabling law grants Maduro special powers to bypass the parliament and issue legislation in defense of his country from both internal and external factors. In Belgium, protesters take to the streets of the capital, Brussels, against police brutality. Dozens of protesters were arrested after they broke windows of shops in the city. The protest in Brussels comes as part of a movement which has held similar protests in Greece, the United States, and Mexico.